We are 103.9 WDKX. Good morning, Rochester. Now, I have a legend on the phone. I had the privilege of working with this brother a few different times in Rochester. It's all about the Holiday Soul Jam that's happening December 3rd at the Auditorium Theater, hosted by this man right here, Chubb Rock. MC Chubb Rock. What's going on, my brother?
What's going on, brother? What's going on? Yeah, man. Happy holidays, everybody.
Yeah, man, we're having a debate right now, right, this morning on the station on how long should you keep those Thanksgiving leftovers?
Well, the best time is day two. Day four, you probably need penicillin after that. But the next day is cool. The second day after is the dopest. Third day, you're going to have some stomach issues. Fourth day, it's over. Right there, that's when you're gonna have problems.
Okay. Well, that's the question of the day. I say by tomorrow night you should have those leftovers thrown away. But yeah, man, it's all about December 3rd, man. You're gonna be in the building. What can we expect from Chubb Rock, man?
Man, I'm hosting this. It's gonna be incredible, man. The Soul Holiday Jam. You're talking the legends are gonna be on that, man. Loose Ends, one of my favorite groups, and of course Climax, Lakeside, Sherelle, Big Bub, all of that, man. You know, big shout to my brother Roger Hill Music. And it's going to be nice, man, for people to bring their family and their loved ones and get into the holiday spirit, especially after 2 years of COVID and nastiness and everything else, sadness that went on. And now we get a chance just to party, go back in the day. You know, I'll be there hosting it, and we're going to have a great time.
So let me ask you, Chubb, man, what you been up to? Because it's been, a couple years since we talked. So what you been up to?
Man, it's the same thing, but even more intensified at this point, man. I mean, obviously, I got my syndicated shows that is doing extremely well. We do the morning show, obviously, in Atlanta and other places. And of course, we got Digging in the Crates, still doing incredible on 50 stations.
Yeah, and on DKX, too, Sundays at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, you know, that's like a staple when it comes to our culture of hip-hop. And, you know, and the shows, man, our old-school, you know, shows for me. Over the summer, you know, we had this thing called 54 and On Tour. And that was, 54 shows in one summer. KRS-One, Big Daddy Kane, myself, Rakim, you know, it was extreme, man. It was lovely. And I host a lot of these shows. So my boy Roger was like, we got to get busy. Rochester is beautiful for this kind of music. And I was like, yeah, I was there 2 years ago, and they rock real hard to old school. So we got Loose Ends, we got Climax, we got the beautiful Sherelle, we got my man Big Bub from today. You know, this is going to be incredible.
Now, you being a hip-hop historian, you know, you're respected in the game, have numerous classics under your belt, and, you know, I want to ask you this question here, and I definitely want to, because I haven't really had a chance to speak to any of the OGs yet about this, but with all the violence that's going on with these hip-hop artists, it's like every month we're losing someone, and, you know, people are saying, you know, it's dangerous to be a rapper, and I disagree with that. I think it's just that rappers are putting themselves in dangerous situations, and I would like your take on that.
Well, I don't think it's just that rappers put themselves in dangerous situations, man. I think you have to understand, man, you know, nothing is new under the sun. This used to go down, maybe not to this intensity, but remember, during our time period, there was violence and things that went on, not maybe with hip-hop artists, but just young people in general. That's why KRS came up with the Stop the Violence movement. That's why there was a self-destruction song. That's why the West Coast came with We're All in the Same Gang. Because of violence, especially when it came to young people. But now you times that by 10,000 because you got young people that get into this game of music. And because of the streaming and everything else, there's much more money involved. So you're talking a young guy that's 20 in his 20s. And it isn't like you could tell a young guy that is in his 20s that everything that 20-year-olds do, hey, man, you're not allowed to do anymore. You cannot go and take your girl to the amusement park. You can't take your girl just to go see another hip-hop show over here because you're a target, because you're wearing $300,000, your car is $400,000, you're worth $20 million now. It's a very difficult situation because we know if you're from the hood or anywhere else, you know that people will kill for less. So it's a very strange place to be as a young performer, a very, very strange place to be. And, you know, we're involved with this thing called the Hip Hop Alliance. And the Hip Hop Alliance was started by Chuck D from Public Enemy, Curtis Blow, KRS-One, and Dougie Fresh. And we get on these calls now every week discussing ways to try to help our younger artists on how to navigate through this particular situation. The NBA has done it. They have taken control of these young players that are 22 years old and they just signed for $140 million because they are the same targets too. And they get involved and try to show them, listen, this is what's out there, you know, and it's just our turn to help our young people do the same thing. Because, you know, when you're dealing with all this new money, then danger is always right around the corner.
Man, I appreciate your perspective on that and your outlook on that, Chubb. You know, I definitely, it means a lot, definitely coming from you, because you are, you know, one of the MCs that from that was rocking back before this social media thing till today. And I appreciate that. And yo, we're going to see you next Saturday at the Holiday Soul Jam at the Auditorium Theater. It's going to be hosted by my man right here, Chubb Rock. You can hear him every Sunday right here on WDKX with the Digging in the Crates old school show. We're going to have Sherelle in the building. We're going to have Lakeside in the building. Big Bub from Today, Climax, and much, much more. And big shout outs to Roger Hill. Yo, Chubb, man, you enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, you too, man. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. I'll see you next week. We are 103.9 WDKX. It's the WDKX Wake Up Club. Good morning.